This is a dictation for Angela Lee, A-N-G-E-L-A-L-E. Date of birth is 7-15-91. Date of service 1-12-2022. And date of accident is 5-25-2020. Sister presenting illness. Angela Lee is suffering from severe pain in the neck 6, right shoulder 6, lower back 6, right knee 6, headaches 6. However, she was last seen on 11-8-2021 and was discharged from our care for not keeping up with the appointment. Come to know, she was sick from COVID. And entire family was sick and she could not make it or call us. She was extremely sick for 3 to 4 weeks. She did not go to any hospital, but she's home recovered. The pain level varies from 5 to 6 with no radiculopathy except for the right arm. The patient is known to have a bulging disc, two discs are bulging in the neck, and then she has issues in the lumbar spine. Overall, patient reports 50% improvement in the pain level with the current pain management protocol. General, the ADLs are not affected gravely anymore. She is able to work full time in a light duty job. In system review, patient reports in neurology and psych, dizziness, vertigo, headaches, difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing stiffness in the neck, shoulder, and lower back, as well as the lower back, neck, and shoulder pain, and wrist and hand pain, and the knee pain on the right side. In the GI, patient has ongoing nausea, vomiting, and stomach pain. However, she denies any diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowels, blood in the stool, or difficulty swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient has no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, no weight loss, except she suffered from some fever, headache, and nausea, possibly due to the COVID, which has not tested. Current pain medications are none. And substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 120 over 81. Pulse is 69. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 11-8-2021, dictation number 1109-029. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is to continue the treatment. She has been advised to connect with the neurosurgery for a possible surgical option for consultation for her left shoulder, lumbar spine, and thoracic and cervical spine, although she hasn't done the thoracic spine MRI. Regarding her TBI, patient has suffered from positive damage to the brain. In a neuroquant study, patient has been referred to a neurologist and she has been referred to an orthopedic surgeon. She also has been ordered a neuropsych therapy along with social worker therapy, help, and also psychiatrist help. She is undergoing depression. I have provided the following medication for the patient. I have provided Narco 7.5, 325 every 12 hours for 15 days for help with the pain, as well as Naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets. Allowable 50 at night for sleep, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets, Wellbutrin for help with the depression, SR 150 daily, Furoscid 1 to 2 every 6 hour, PRN 75 for help with the headaches. We reviewed the maps, we reviewed the labs. The patient has been reasonably compliant. She has undergone multiple injections. She'll be returning back on the next Monday for an injection to the epidural, as well as sacroiliac joint and left shoulder injections that have been pending, and the patient is slowly improving. She doesn't want any surgery. She is going to her therapy. She has changed her attorney, Robert Kenner, and hopefully she'll have a good result there, and we are going to help her whatever best we can do. Thank you.